Enron's former CEO, Jeff Skilling, is out on a $5 million bond and awaiting trial. He was taken into federal custody yesterday and charged with 40 counts of fraud and money laundering. Skilling is the third top Enron executive in a month to face federal charges after Andrew Fastow, the former chief financial officer, and Enron's former chief accounting officer, Rick Causey. With Skilling's indictment, one major question remains. Will Enron's former chairman, Ken Lay, be indicted? NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
If you're a reporter trying to find clues as to whether the Justice Department is building an indictment against, say, Ken Lay, there are two ways to do it. First, look at what prosecutors say, and then look at what they write. Take the indictments of Andrew Fastow, Rick Causey, and Jeff Skilling, for example. If Ken Lay is mentioned, that's a good indicator that his indictment could be in the works. But he's not. His name is nowhere to be found. So perhaps Lay is not in the Justice Department's sights. Okay, well, how about what federal prosecutors said yesterday when they were announcing Skilling's indictment? The first thing you noticed was this little soundbite. Here's Deputy Attorney General James Comey in the middle of his press conference.
The Enron investigation is active, is open, is ongoing, and this hard work will continue.
You hear that and you think Ken Lay can't be too happy with that kind of talk. But later in the press conference, a reporter specifically asked, "What do you say to all the Americans who think Ken Lay is going to get off scot-free?" Here's what Comey said to that.
With respect to Mr. Lay, I can't comment in particular. What I can say to folks out there is you wouldn't want to live in a country where I or the FBI could go out and lock somebody up because a company failed and we had a bad feeling about them. Our business is facts. We have been working like crazy to find the facts and to punish those who are guilty. And we're not going to stop doing that.
That's subtly different. There's more equivocation in that answer. Whether Lay is indicted or not, the Justice Department believes it has sent a strong signal of deterrence to other CEOs with the indictments returned thus far.
What's exciting about being a white-collar prosecutor is that deterrence works in the white-collar arena because the would-be criminals read your papers and watch your TV shows. They respond to painful stimuli. They will change their behavior. They don't commit their crimes in a fit of passion. All those things convince us that deterrence works in white-collar crime, and we know it. Corporate executives, which is what we hope, are justifiably frightened of violating the law.
That's perhaps the most important question of the entire Enron scandal. Have other CEOs and COOs and CFOs and CAOs been scared straight? Are they smarter than the common criminals who give little thought before committing illegal acts? Sadly, those questions are no easier to answer than the one about whether Ken Lay is ultimately going to be indicted. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.